Hey guys, AJ here back on the phone for you. So guys, I've said it once and I'll say it again. The only thing more pathetic than a 22-year-old chick whining about dating is a 52-year-old chick whining about dating, right? Hey guys, it's so sad. It's so sad. Because all these chicks, you know, they were probably married for like 20 years and left their husband for no reason, just so they can be strong and independent.
I am woman, hear me roar, and numbers too big to ignore.
Clown world, right? And then they get out there on these dating apps, you know what they figure out, guys?
The night is dark and full of terrors.
The night is dark and full of terrors, right? So, guys, we're going to dumpster fire on TikTok. Look at some of these 50-year-old chicks whining about dating. But before we do, like, subscribe, drop a comment, guys. Check out my second channel. Join my Discord, guys. And, guys, there's a playlist at the end with more videos about 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, and even 70-year-olds whining about dating, so make sure to check that out. And guys, let's get into this.
Is dating in your 50s really that fucking bad?
Look at
I
that.
Just got off the phone with my friend, and she's like, I'm done. I stopped dating 3 years ago. You didn't get the memo? Like, no. I'm done. I'm better off alone. I have my job. I'm financially secure. I have my house. My only child is an adult. And I'm healthy. I don't need problems in my life. And she's like, everyone's story is different, but dating out here for women my age, you find men that are older by 10, 12, 13 years. They're in their late 60s, maybe early 70s, and they're looking for a nurse. They're ready to settle down at that age. You know, and if you find a man that's 55, semi-good looking, has a good job, is financially secure, he doesn't want your ass.
There it is, guys. There it is. I was waiting for it, guys. I was waiting for it. I knew she was going to say that. Because, guys, a 55-year-old guy who's in shape, semi-good looking, has his money right, doesn't need a woman. Guys, he's just... He's smashing everything in sight. He can get girls 55, 45, 35, 25. You know what I'm saying? Look at that.
He wants a young one. 22, 23. And I'm like, no, not that young. And she's like, Jasmine, Bill Belichick is 74. His girlfriend's 24.
Yep.
That's how it is. It's slim pickings. Or you got guys out here who... You know, they're trying to move in with you because you got a house. I'm better off alone. I got my friends. I got my activities. I'm not cleaning anyone's ass. No. So it made me think, because this is not the first time I have a conversation like this. This is like my third conversation. Third conversation with three different friends around the same age. One is 50, one is 55, and one is 56.
Look at that.
And they're all like, no. I'm better off alone. Is dating...
So here's the funny thing, guys. Her whole thing, I'm better off alone. Do you see the language she's using there? She's acting like she has a choice in the matter, right?
Some people are really fucking stupid.
You can't stay single. You're not choosing to stay single if the guys that you want aren't checking for you. You absolute dunderhead. What are you talking about?
Stupid.
She said it, guys. All the guys that are her age can get younger girls, right? So she's going to say, I'm choosing to stay single, please. Right? As if she's, oh my gosh, guys, we're all going to cry ourselves to sleep to some 53-year-old with cobwebs in her vajayjay. Isn't dating anymore. Guys, she has 17,000 comments here. Someone says, I did the online thing, and so many guys my age want to start their family with someone who's 25 to 30. Right there, guys. She said, guys that are 47 to 55 want to start their family with someone 25 and 30. Exactly. She said, this is really disappointing. Discouraging. If a guy waits until he's 47 to have kids and get married, whatever, it's because he spent those years, you know, becoming a business owner, right? Moving up at his job, getting his money right, right? These are guys that are partners at law firms. They're regional managers for corporations. They're guys that are, you know, that are like a plumber, and then he opened up his own plumbing business. Guys making money. Why would they want some 55-year-old dried-up broad? Why? This next chick says, I'm 63, and the amount of unsolicited D-pics is alarming. This chick says, it's looking like a yard sale. Next person says, ladies, don't forget, no one falls in love faster than a man who needs a place to stay. There you go, guys. The only people who are checking for 50-year-old chicks are Nug Nug, Gerardo, Gavin, right? And of course, those like those scammers from like Nigeria. This next person is, I'm 45 and I'm done. It's like Tales from the Crypt. Guys, these chicks are cooked. They're cooked. They thought that everything would be just fine. They're going to be out there dating and everything's going to be good until they actually tried it. And then it's,
you've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray. Run amok.
Guys are hashtags. Hashtag dating. Hashtag dating in your 50s. Hashtag dating in your 50s be like clown world.
I did a video a while back about dating over 50.
Whoa, pump the brakes, guys. Why is this chick's voice deeper than mine? Yo, dude, yo, you guys hear that, dude? Is this chick... Yo, do you guys hear this?
Again, it's pinned to the top of my page. I'm gonna read what I wrote that day. In reality, being over 50 and dating isn't as simple as it may seem from my own experience. Learning to incorporate grown children, grandchildren, extended family, elderly parents, and exes can be an enormous task. Finding someone compatible can even be a greater task. Simply wanting to share time with someone to enjoy life's pleasure isn't as simple as one may think. The struggle is real, especially for me. Not sure if it is for everyone, but know that if it is for you, that I am in it with you.
She sounds like Fran Drescher, right? The chick from The Nanny, right? God, can you guys imagine hearing this voice in your house? How desperate do you have to be, right? Listen to this chick's voice. Guys. And this is what happens when these chicks get this old, right? When they're so far past the wall, right? You know, the menopause is setting in, the voice drops, and all of a sudden they're talking like this. Hey guys, she has 697 comments here. First person says, so true, you're right. I'm 59, I'm going on a holiday, but I'm not going to meet anyone. Next chick says, I'm 59, I just gave up. Next person says, you got that right, I was online dating and communicating for 2 months, tried to meet people. It didn't happen. Divorced here, waiting also. Look at that, guys. These chicks are cooked. And the saddest thing, guys, even this knucklehead right here has simps in her comments, guys. What is going on? Come on, man.
Beta!
What are you guys doing? And guys are hashtags. Guys, these are hers. She put them in here. I just read them off. Hashtag dating. Hashtag single. Hashtag female. Hashtag male. Hashtag men. Hashtag women. Hashtag over 50. Hashtag relationships. Hashtag life. Hashtag TikTok dating. Hashtag inspiring. Hashtag motivational. Hashtag companion. Hashtag compatibility. Hashtag independence. Hashtag embrace, hashtag dating, hashtag online dating, hashtag viral, hashtag trending, hashtag popular, hashtag live life, hashtag life is short, hashtag happiness, hashtag don't put life on hold, hashtag simplicity is best, hashtag love, hashtag difficulty dating over 50, clown world.
Look at this. Look at this filter this chick has on, right? And her face is right up in the camera. What are these chicks doing, right, guys? Come on.
We now come back, Vapodo.
Dating over 50, or any age for that matter, I don't understand why men and women, but in this case, men, feel that it's okay to make plans with somebody and then totally ignore them. It takes a lot for me to not like somebody, not want to be their friend, or even be hateful and rude to them. I usually let people walk all over me, tell me what they think, and yet I forgive them and I'm still their friend. Not this time. This time, I'm angry at me. I'm angry at him. I'm just angry. I'm angry in general. If you are going to make plans with somebody and you don't want to keep them, please have the decency to tell them that you're busy.
Look at that, dude. Look at that, guys. So she got ghosted by a gray fox, Chad. Guys, oh, it's so good, isn't it? It's so good, isn't it, guys? Man, oh, man. Guys, these chicks are cooked. They're old. They have no leverage. So, guys, this chick is the equivalent of, like, a 19-year-old guy, right? Who doesn't have any money, who's awkward, who doesn't really know anything about chicks, and can't really get laid. That's her now in the dating world, right? She's after Gray Fox Chad, right? Gray Fox Tyrone. You know what I'm saying? And they make plans and she gets ghosted, right? And now she's mad. Now she's mad. Now she's on TikTok.
I'ma kill your bitch ass, bitch!
And whoever you are, Gray Fox Chad, man, you know what? Dude. Keep your boot on these chicks' neck, man. You know what I'm saying? It's nice to know that there are guys out there that are making plans with these chicks. And how much you want to bet? It was some guy who was kind of a dork when it was somebody who was like 19 to like 28. And then he started getting money. You know what I'm saying? You know, getting his personality game right. And now he made it like all the way to like 55, right? And now he probably has a Porsche, nice house, right? And he just asks these chicks out and makes plans just to ghost them, just to... Guys, he's not the hero we want, but he's a hero we need, right?
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
And guys, all the guys in her comments are all these dudes from Ghana and Nigeria trying to hit her up. These scammers, right? Look at that. Guys, these chicks are cooked. They're cooking, guys. Every chick that, as you know, that I might have dissed you in college, dissed you in high school, right? Dissed you in a bar. This is where they're going to end up, guys. This is the future. All we have to do is hope that they'll put it on TikTok for us to laugh at, right? Because, guys, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care about them. They made their bed, and now they have to lie in it, right? Guys, her hashtags. Hashtag dating over 50. Hashtag dating over 40. Hashtag dating younger. Hashtag common sense. Hashtag respect your self-worth.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Hashtag ghosting. Hashtag dating sucks. Hashtag reasons to stay single. Hashtag cuffing season. Hashtag glutton for punishment. All right, you guys, this is AJ. I appreciate you guys. Like, subscribe, and I'm out of here, guys. Have a good one.